Appeal overturns gravel pit refusal. Householders in Wallingford have been overruled and left disappointed after an appeal decision gave plans for a gravel pit on the bank of the River Thames the go-ahead. A long-running planning battle between local authorities and company London Rock Supplies Limited over plans for a gravel extraction pit at Whitecross Farm in Cholsey reached its conclusion this week. Although the plan was refused by the South Oxfordshire District Council and the County Council, the rejection was overturned by an appeal heard by an inquiry last July. The planning inspector approved the extraction of approximately 550,000 tonnes of gravel over the next 5 years, followed by restoration work. The plans were wildly unpopular with people in Wallingford and Cholsey, with protests held against the proposal at the countryside site multiple times. Oxfordshire County Councillor for Wallingford, James Barlow, Green, said, "This decision to grant permission for an open cast mine in a protected landscape is another example of the distant Westminster government overruling decisions made by our own local elected councils. It is not consistent with the government's duty to both current and future generations of residents. It puts private profit before public needs and safety in the middle of this climate and ecological breakdown. House building is slowing down again. The need for this mine is not conclusive. That's why Oxford County Council turned it down. What is the point of designating an area as a protected landscape when it's clearly not? It is extremely concerning that many appeals are now going in favour of the very development which make the majority of residents' lives worse today and all of ours worse tomorrow." Cholsey Parish Council echoed the sentiments of Wallingford Town Council, with both saying they were disappointed with the decision. Cholsey Parish Council added, "We have consistently objected to the proposal, and our community came together in an extraordinary way to challenge both the application and the appeal. Our dedicated Rule 6 team, supported by local experts, played a major role at July's public inquiry. Residents wrote letters, spoke at the inquiry, joined protests, displayed banners, contributed to news coverage, and over 2,000 people signed the public petition. We are deeply grateful for everyone's efforts. We know that our concerns were heard about tranquility, views from the Thames path, dust, noise, ecology, and flood risk. The inspector accepted that there will be noticeable short-term impacts, but concluded that these are temporary and reversible, and that requirements for Oxfordshire's sand and gravel supply outweigh the harm. The permission includes a wide range of strict conditions that London Rock must comply with throughout the life of the site. We will continue to scrutinise these closely and ensure the community's voice is heard." And there's a small photograph of what looks like three young women with their backs to the camera on the banks of the Thames looking at the river. And on the riverbank behind them lie some protest placards and banners against the gravel pit.